Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday. All right, we're going to exercise our minds today. Or we're going to be lazy because it's the end of the work week for a lot of people, not everybody. A lot of people work over the weekends. If you're a farmer here or maybe a broadcaster here, we're at it. And we're at it for the 14th of April. We will not get to celebrate the 15th, the Ides of April. Your tax money doesn't have to be until Monday because the 15th in Massachusetts doesn't have to be until Tuesday because a Patriots Day and the running of the marathon.
Good grief. Are you going to be a part of it?
No. I used to be. But not anymore. I used to be a lot of things. And then there's the future. So the future does not look bright for Ford, at least in my family. I have been a Ford person pretty much all of my, well, let's see here. When I get off of General Motors products, it was in the 70s when they screwed around with some stuff that belonged to me. I had a lot of General Motors vehicles when I was in the bus business, and that didn't work out. So I went to Ford, which was traditionally what my father had, all Ford products. But right now, they're on the thumbs down list because they have been approached any number of times and any number of ways to reverse their ban on AM radio and cars, and they have refused to reverse that position. So screw them. I guess I won't be too delicate. No more Fords, no more Lincolns, no more of that stuff. No more not buying that stuff. No more new Fords for me. And for anybody else that cares about what how we have communication, how we stay connected, how we stay together. The arrogance of that decision is something to ponder, actually. It really is. I mean, you talk about saying, screw you, to the people who have the most money, the people who are over 50, and the preponderance, 50% of the people using AM radio are over 50 years of age. So you're just saying, well, we don't really need them as customers. Okay, well, if you don't swell, we'll go buy somebody else's car and or truck. See you later, alligator. Okay, so that's my position on that.
Now, is this all vehicles or just the electric vehicles? It's the new gas power too, huh?
Apparently, yes.
Wow.
Apparently, that's where the rubber hits the road, if you will. If I'm wrong on that, somebody will correct me, but I am pretty sure that's the position that Ford has taken. All right, here's something now. We'll turn that seems kind of a negative into something that's positive. There is a study out today. Ms. J, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with James Collins on the control wagon down in Dallas. Feeling happy about getting older can reverse a common type of memory loss. How about them apples? Older people with mild cognitive impairment, 30% more likely to regain normal cognition if they're upbeat, if they're happy, as opposed to those who are grumpy and down and out. They don't like getting old. Oh, I'm getting old. What's going to happen? No. And I think one of the things that makes me, I mean, as much as Victoria used to call me Captain Curmudgeon, and my children tease me about being a contrarian, I look at both sides, but you can tell by listening to me that I'm a happy sort and that I enjoy life and I'm not concerned. I will tell you, though, honestly, when I was in my 30s, I worried about death all the time. Why? Who knows? I don't know, but I did. And so now, as I'm certainly closer to the end than I am to the beginning, it's one of the things that you certainly can't do anything about other than what your longevity can take care of yourself and make sure you enjoy the most, get the most out of the years. They are called the silver years. Some people call them the silver years. And this study suggests that if you have a cheerful approach to this time, you'll recover your cognition. You'll be 2 or 3 years younger as far as your brain is concerned as you get older. So this is
That's
a good
pretty great.
Sign.
That's pretty
right?
neat. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Right. Research based on 1,700 participants who are in their 60s, those who started the study with normal cognition and a happy attitude toward aging were less likely to develop this problem with the mild cognitive impairment. But in fact, half of those who have it recovered. So whether you know what it is, you know, I'm a great believer in the spirit-mind-body connection. And I think how you live your life is going to determine how you look at life. Which comes first, though, the chicken or the egg, right? How you look at life determines on how life is, or is it the other way around? I don't know, but if you've got a good attitude toward aging, there's been some other research that's been around for a while demonstrating that age beliefs are modifiable, if you will. Is that a word? I think modifiable is that's a good word. I just made it up, whether it was or it wasn't. That's a new Doug-o, a new Doug word. The individual that holds on to good experiences, like last night, I was on the FaceTime with Jazz. They call him Jasper, his Jazz Man. So he's got this new toy, and it was Miles' toy. They had a lot of stuff handed down from one to the other. So it's this little box made out of wood, and it has four different things. When you push down on a button, something pops up. And so he thinks that's fabulous. But he found out by pounding on it, he doesn't have to hit the button. He can just pound on it.
And they all pop up.
And so he thinks that is the most fabulous thing. He looks and he's getting more and more wordy with things. And it very quickly becoming more and more wordy. What do you remember about Mac when he started to learn how to talk and who was who, you know, that kind of stuff, because that's what we all, mama, dad, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, well, he started to use some words relatively quickly. I have a video of him where I say good morning, and it sounds like he says good morning, mama,
back.
While he's, like, still in the crib. But then he got really sick. He experienced a big illness that also hurt his throat, and he stopped talking for quite some time, and then he never really... It took him a long time to recover. We put him into early intervention with speech therapy, and now he's back again, and it is so wonderful.
Good. That's a good thing. Communication is everything. As you know, that's another... Well, I'm not going to go back to the... Let it go, Doug, the Ford thing. Here's the story of a dusty document used on the moon... Set to go under the auctioneer's hammer. The asking price is $500,000. This is the mission checklist that was worn on the lunar surface by astronaut Gene Cernan.
Doesn't that seem low?
Covered in moon dust. Well, that's where it's going to start.
Yeah.
Right?
It just seems like such a low starting point.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll see what it gets. But it's got quite a story. Imagine owning something that came from the moon.
It has actual moon dust still
on
it.
Moon dust. Yep, right. Okay, let's go to some people in the news. Billy McFarland has announced the Fyre Festival 2. He was in prison. How long was he in prison? He was the organizer of the first concert.
Yeah, the failed one where he like basically spent all the money just... creating an advertisement video, and then people thought they were coming to this amazingly spectacular and extravagant festival, and they were basically intents, and the luxury food were like cheese sandwiches, and the problem was nothing was going on, and all of the artists that were supposed to perform pulled out, and so these people were then just trapped there in these conditions.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, let's try it again. Who's going to believe this? Who's going to actually try and want to put money towards this?
See you later, alligator. Well, listen, there's what is it, the old expression? You can fool some of the people some of the time, and all the, no, it's the other way around. Some of the people all the time, all the people some of the time, but not all the people all of the time. So there'll be some people that'll bite, I'll bet you. Next name in the news is Lakpa Rita Sherpa. We all know Lakpa Rita Sherpa, right? She's one of three Sherpa climbers disappeared on Mount Everest this week. Guides swept into a crack in the glacier, buried by an avalanche. Wow. They were trying to locate them, but I'm not sure that they have. Have they?
Mm, no, not yet.
They fell into a hole 50 feet down in a crevice. That's got to be one of the most dangerous jobs. Imagine doing that. They have climbers going up there looking for them. That's going to be dangerous for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't there somebody we were talking about, a couple that recently that climbed do you remember them?
They want to be the first deaf couple to summit Everest.
Yeah. Okay, good luck. Stay away from that crevasse, if you will. Okay, let's see. Next name in the news is Kathleen Corradi. C-O-R-R-A-D-I. She, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the first rat czar in New York. She's going to teach the rats to hate her. She's going the mayor of Eric Garcetti, good, that was Los Angeles, sorry. Eric Adams has hired this lady to work with the city and the private sector to reduce the rats.
Get out, rats.
Public enemy number one. Apparently, there's a lot that needs to be done. Garbage all over the place. It's clear somebody needed to focus on it. So now they've hired this lady. I wonder what she has a $3.5 million budget, but what's her background? Has she worked with rats before? Is she a rat raven? What's her story? She had a press conference.
I'm not sure. I just like the actual title, Director of Rodent Mitigation.
Right. Yeah. Get those rats. Well, there certainly are plenty of them. They could use one in Los Angeles. Most big cities could use one. Let's get them rats. It's 18 after two-legged rats, too, around. We ought to get rid of them, too.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now 23 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, Britney Spears is in the focus on social media with a lot of trending items, including what her trainer has said about her. Boy, this is something. This guy's got a lot of balsam. I would say that much. And then there are the shamers, the body shamers, who also need to be put in their place. So let's put everybody in their place in a moment here on Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
So, Jay.
Yes.
Britney Spears, we haven't talked about her for a couple of months, actually. There have been some nasty photos taken of her while she was in Los Angeles, and so she gave it to him. Good. Her former fitness trainer had posted that she ought to get her younger body back, and she basically said, up yours, pal. Go ahead. Well,
yeah, so the paparazzi, they do, and it's not only Britney Spears. A lot of times they will take unflattering photos, bad angles, bad lighting.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they used to love doing that.
Like it.
The Republicans loved doing that when Clinton was in the office and when Hillary is run. There's these awful pictures of the two of them that always pop up when something nasty is said about them on Fox News, you know, or whatever. There's always that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's it's often done.
And
yeah.
You can definitely see it a lot when they're talking about two celebrities who might be feuding, and you can see which one they prefer, because one celebrity will have a beautifully done photo, and the other one just is, like, horrendous. So she had she already kind of posts videos of herself dancing and stuff, and she's like, I just want to say, my body, I'm not perfect, but it doesn't look like what the shots the paparazzi are taking.
So what business is it of anybody else's?
You know. So she went and got a trainer a couple months ago, and apparently the trainer pinched the skin on her stomach and legs and told her she needed to get her younger body back, which made her cry. And that had to be especially triggering given everything she's already gone through. And I remember watching an interview years and years and years ago when she was still a lot younger, and she was being asked, how do you stay so fit? And she had made a comment that her family is involved in her diet and fitness regimen, and even her brother will sometimes pinch her stomach and tell her, like, you need to go do 100 more crunches. So that, having the trainer do that too, had to have been especially triggering for her.
I would think. And then there are others who are supporting her good. Here's Jamie Lee Curtis, who chimed in praising her for bringing awareness to this issue that she's been concerned about a long time. You get older, your body changes. Mine does, yours does, everybody's does.
And people, especially on covers of magazines where they get their Photoshop, like there's a Colombian pop star, Carol G, who just did the GQ Mexico cover recently.
Yeah.
And they completely Photoshopped her. She posted about it and was like, that's not what my face looks like. That's not what my body looks like. I'm very comfortable and pleased with how I look naturally. Why did you do this? And a lot of people are saying that and coming out about that.
Well, they do it because they can. They get away with it. They don't get called out. They're a-holes, whatever, any description that's appropriate for them that you can come up with in a random way. That's a good description. So good for Britney Spears. I've always kind of been a fan of hers, actually. So good for her. It's 28 after the hour. Good for us here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it. Other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something is wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem. So your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 21-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly exposing U.S. secrets he obtained as an IT worker for the government. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira held the highest security clearance and is accused of doing this deliberately. He has a court appearance today. A legal battle over the abortion pill is heading to the Supreme Court after a federal appeals court allowed the drug to remain on the market but imposed significant restrictions on its use. The order issued by the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week in effect returns restrictions on the drug, known as mifepristone, to what they were pre-2016. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Four after the hour. Don't forget that number, 855-999-DOUG, for your thoughts on our Good Day discussions, the Good Day program. 'Tis our pleasure to be here and try to bring as much as we can, put a positive spin on some of the garbage that's floating around, like the rat patrol in New York. I thought that was kind of cute. Oprah Winfrey sets the tone for the conversation, at least for part of this half hour. The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. Kind of going hand in hand with what we were talking about, that study that we had in the focus in the last half hour of how you view your aging. What do you think about getting older? What does it bring you? I find so much pleasure. Maybe it's, and it's whether I was not smart enough to take the time when I was younger, because I pretty much always lived the way I do now, at 80 miles an hour and let's go. And I think I missed some things with my children. As a matter of fact, I know I missed some things with my children. And so now, is it makeup time? No, I don't know if it's makeup time. I just think it's the time to acknowledge, and we do, my son and my daughter and my grandchildren, what a great time it is. And the fact that I'm busier now than I've probably ever been in my life, but I still am smarter than I was. What's the old expression? You get too soon old and too late smart? I'm smart enough to take the time to be with them and to be a prominent part of their lives. And it is, I think that's part of what also helps me age well. And so Oprah Winfrey, I think the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. That's very cogent stuff.
Yeah, there is. And it's also one of those things, every birthday you get to celebrate is a blessing, because think about how many people no longer get to do that for one reason or another.
Yeah. It's Ramadan, you know. Now we've gone by Easter and Passover, Ramadan for Muslims. And interestingly enough, this year, plastics are pretty much absent from the meals of Muslims when they break their fast in mosques. The after sunset meal that unites Muslims together during this holy month, it started in, I think it was March the 20th or 22nd, back in there, and then goes until the 20th of April, often involves the use of plastic knives and forks and bottles of water. So Muslims are being encouraged to be more environmentally conscious. I thought this was pretty interesting. So the mosques, there's a collective group, the Organization of Clean Mosques or something, whatever they call themselves, progressively discontinuing the single-use plastic products. And as a matter of fact, the mantra with the Muslims is to prohibit the use of plastics. I thought that was pretty interesting that they're conscious. Everybody should be conscious. I mean, it depends what your religion is, but
yeah,
the fact that
single
religion,
use thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. A fuller and better and stronger and more. It just this. But they're doing the same thing. The government of France has also banned single use restaurant tableware plastics in what they call the fast food revolution. They have said to the fast food providers, you may no longer serve your food using plastic tableware. Yeah? And Alaska Airlines eliminated plastic water cups and bottles on board. I thought that was interesting as well. So a lot of plastic stuff needs to, you know, it is. It's, I think that's one of my big things, frankly, eliminating the use of plastic. I have these, what do they call this? Let me reach over here. What is this thing called? It's a Yeti.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yetis are big. Stanley Cups, all the reusable ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. A tea. Okay, so those of you who follow this program and know that at the end of the week and through the weekend, you can hear the Talk Radio Countdown Show, just a teaser for the things that are on the countdown chart this week. No surprise. Well, I shouldn't probably tell you what or whether they're in, because then you won't have spoiled it. And as much of a spoiler as I am, I don't want to spoil my own program. So anyway, the stuff, Twitter, Feinstein, you know, the shootings and all the Trump. I don't think there are too many surprises in here, frankly, but we'll go through the countdown. You'll hear it on many of these same stations over the weekend, Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the accompanying Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Okay, so those of you in Florida, the big news this week has been that storm of the century. Actually, it may be the storm of the millennial. Is that how you, 1,000 years is a millennium, right?
Millennium, yep. Or
Yeah, I think it's a millennium.
2000? 2,000 years is a millennium.
So, well, this is maybe the storm of 2,000 years. 25 inches of rain in 2 days. I have a friend who's down in Florida for the week with his son, and he's talking about how South Florida was completely under siege and underwater. 25, imagine, in some of the coastal areas, flooding homes like you wouldn't believe. You'd see the video. Shutdown of major airports, the Fort Lauderdale airport. It was done for.
It was crazy.
20 inches of rain in 6 hours.
And to an extent, they knew this was coming. And to an extent, they knew this was coming the week before a lot of the meteorologists were saying, and millennium is 1,000 years, but a lot of them were talking about this. I just don't think that they believed it would get
that
to
bad.
What it really was. Yes.
Yep. Right. Well, most people were smart enough to stay off the roads. If you didn't, I have traveled many times on sections of I-95 all the way down. As a matter of fact, when I was down there last month, I was on 95 from South Palm Beach County all the way up up to Melbourne, and then went across the B-line to go to Orlando. But just thinking and seeing those cars getting stuck in the water, and again, lack of common sense. This is 40% of the average for the entire year in 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what caused it? Oh, everybody's yelling, it's global warming, see? Well, it has happened before, and heavy rain at this time of year and through the summer, you get those after living down there and working in Palm Beach for a couple of years. When you look up in the sky, 1 minute it's clear, the next minute the clouds have rolled in, and they do so fast, especially Broward, Miami, Dade County, it's Palm Beach County, those are the areas that just... you get the rain moves in very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of tornadoes, actually, I think, took place as well down here. So it's clearing up.
Well, for them at least.
Yeah.
Then the system is moving towards Georgia and expected to be in the Carolinas by this evening.
Yeah. But it'll blow out to sea before. It's going to be like a little rain here over the weekend up in the Northeast. 640 flights were canceled. So,
the entire airport shut down.
Yep, there it is. People in Florida. Now listen, Florida is an interesting place. I find the people that live there and what goes on is an interesting place. All right, we were talking about Little Fatty yesterday. And
who?
Little Fatty. You know who Little Fatty is?
Who? Are you name calling?
Yeah, he's the name. I'm calling the name. Yeah, Little Fatty. North Koreans sent out a ballistic missile test, solid fuel rocket. It was described as the most powerful piece in its growing nuclear arsenal. This little twerp, he'd be like a cockroach. Oh, I'm calling him names? Yeah, I think we can call him names. And he'd get stomped on so quickly if he was dumb enough to start, and even the Chinese are trying to calm him down to a point or put him in his place, or at least publicly that's what they're saying. Who knows whether they're behind the scenes, you know, whether they're encouraging him just because they want to keep the balance of power not balanced. That's really, the balance of power is out of balance at the moment. So that's what they did. They fired 30 missiles this year alone, and most of them aimed for the Sea of Japan. So the Japanese got all worked up about this yesterday as well. They should. People. Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Commanders, nearing a deal to sell the franchise. Last month, you remember, we were talking about this thing. This has been going on for the past year, whether he should sell or whether he wanted to sell. He's very unpopular. And it seems that he's getting his price because a fellow named Josh Harris is one of the investors offering $6 billion.
Wow.
Record price surpasses last year's $4.5 billion Denver Broncos brought that. Magic Johnson is in the group. They are one of the most storied franchises for obvious and maybe some not so obvious. They would go back 1932, won three Super Bowls. They have only made the playoffs twice in the past decade, though. So, anyway, he's been accused of being a jerk, running a toxic workplace.
Yeah, sexual harassment claims.
Sued fans. He's a jerk. So, anyway, that's the latest story on that. The Royals have been in the news this week. Number of stories. Prince George gearing up for his role, not as the king, but as a grandfather. He's going to, I guess the grandsons are going to ride in the, is that in the carriage? Do you see pictures of that thing? How they painted it, they've shined it. It looks like a brand new carriage, the coronation carriage, that hasn't been used since his mother was crowned, 70 years ago?
Yeah.
So they've puffed it all up. Anyway, which grandchildren? Prince George.
Prince George is the one that is going to, has like the bigger, title, but the role in...
Well, he's second in line to the throne, right? I think they are. And they're pages to Charles. That's these young
children. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. Camilla and King Charles are going to get pages, and he is one of them.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of the children of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And then there's the talk about Harry and him going. He's going, but the rest of his family is not. So Camilla, I don't know why her grandsons should be a part of it, frankly.
Well, they are now King Charles' grandsons, too. They're married.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I'm so surprised why you have such a hard time with her but not him. He's the one who had the affair.
He's a jerk, too. No, I think he's a jerk. Oh, I'm not supposed to call people names. He's less than a fine fellow. How's that? 48 past the hour.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers. Tax help. Legal.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour, Food, Farm, and Family time. Catch our daily reports on foodfarmfamily.com. All of the reporting that we do here, celebrating the day, the food day, if you will, connection of Food, Farm, and Family. And, of course, the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week on many of these same stations with a more in-depth focus on food, farm, and family issues, how our food supply connects us and how we can make farming on the small family farms better. That's my job there. Perhaps it'll be better for you as we celebrate the beginning of the growing season with National Gardening Day today, founded by Cool Springs Press a couple of years ago to celebrate the hobby of gardening and to encourage gardeners to share their expertise. So whether you are doing it for food production or you like flowers, whatever it is, forest gardens are, I guess, one of the oldest things done. Go back to prehistoric times. Ancient Egyptian paintings provide some of the earliest evidence of people gardening just for fun, right? It's a very,
yeah.
Lots of people like to garden for fun. And it's a great workout. Yeah.
You get to eat the food that
see
you
what you've done.
Grow.
Yeah, grow
yeah,
it.
As
yeah.
long as the rabbits and the deer don't get into it.
Yeah, right. There's that. I saw my first bee this morning. Matter of fact, that's what we know in spring, the bugs and the bees and the birds are all over the place. It's kind of cool. We got ticks. It's wonderful. The ticks too. All right, let's see here. A problem with salmonella and flour. Okay, here we go. Here's another one. Salmonella is striking again with a multi-state outbreak. 11 states, in fact. At least a dozen ill people. 3 of them had to go to the hospital. Raw flour is the culprit. But isn't flour by its very nature, until you cook, it's going to be raw when it comes out of the bag?
Well, and that's one of the things, whenever people say don't eat cookie dough, and a lot of people think it's because of the raw eggs, and it's not. It's the raw flour that makes it the issue.
Yeah, right. So here's the deal. There are no brands associated with this. It's just, and most of the flour comes out of the same place anyway. No matter what the brand is on the bag, it still all comes from the same place. So if you suffer from severe health conditions, you need to stay away from anything that's raw, no matter what it is. Food, I mean, the fish or meat or sushi or all that stuff, anything raw is bad for you. Period. That's always been my experience, has always been what I've passed along. The only thing that probably doesn't fit into that category, raw carrots are very good for you, and lettuce and that sort of thing. But I'm talking about stuff that is usually mandated.
Especially for younger and older and pregnant.
Yep. Compromised immune systems. And if you know you have a car, you know what kind of health you're in. So take, find some good supplements to enhance your ability to fight off diseases and to ward off stuff like this. All right, here's a band from California. The bill introduced a month or so ago by an assembly member named Jesse Gabriel seeks to ban 5 harmful food additives. So they have a number of these bills in California. The recommendation is pending. The bill bans red dye number 3 and some other additives found in hundreds of foods. And these, a lot of Consumer Reports people and some of these other consumer groups are all over red dye number 3. Also, brominated vegetable oil is in this list. Mm-hmm. Potassium bromate and stuff that I can't even pronounce. Propylparaben. That stuff, that's bad news for hormones, reproductive systems.
Yeah, and these are things that are already banned in the European Union. And
right.
This was, first introduced in February, and it is moving forward continuously at this point now.
In this circumstance, California's not out to lunch. They're kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to being practical.
Mm-hmm.
A New Jersey mother is speaking out after she claims United Airlines refused to accommodate her son's life-threatening peanut allergy. This lady said that she and her husband and her son were traveling home from Texas. They went to speak to the flight attendant. My son has a peanut allergy. I'd appreciate it if you could just tell the surrounding rows to be careful. Apparently they didn't, and that caused the kerfluffle. You can sue the airline for this. Probably
really chastised her, and then she didn't fight back because she was worried she would be kicked off the plane and put on a do not fly list.
Yeah, right. Well, that's also something else to be concerned about. All right, Food, Farm, and Family on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.